and a child in school, what is it?
Student.
And a person employed by a businessman to look out after his correspondence called his private
secretary.
And a man on the stage would be an actor, a woman would be
an actress.
And your nationality is
American.
And your race is
Caucasian.
And a simpler word for it would just be
white.
And talking about white people who are not, well, white people who are not very well off and really are sort of too lazy to work.
White trash.
How about people who live way back off in the country who just never come to town and kind of back in the hills?
So. Hillbillies or hicks or...
Have you ever heard the term Hoosier?
Only in regards to the Hoosier State.
Oh, in that way. And somebody was waiting for you to get ready and hollered in, "Hey, are you going to be ready in a little while?" And you say, "I'll be with you in..."
Just a minute.
And if you're on the right road to someplace, but you just aren't sure of the distance, you might stop and ask somebody, "Well, how
far is it?"
Mm-hmm. And if you want to know how many times somebody does something, like how many times they play tennis, you'd say, "Well, how
often do you play?"
And if you were agreeing with somebody, and he said, "Well, I'm not going to do that," and you might say, "Well, me."
Me either.
Now this next part's just for pronunciation. I'm just going to point to different parts of my body. Okay, this is the
forehead.
And this is my
skull.
Yeah. And then this growing here is...
Oh, hair.
Yeah. And then on your face you have to shave your...
Whiskers.
And another word for whiskers.
Beard.
And this is my...
ear.
Uh-huh. And now this one on this side is... this, you know, do it on yourself, that'd be easier. That's your
left ear?
Yeah.
Right ear?
Yeah. And this is your
lips.
And then the whole thing together.
Mouth.
Mm-hmm. And this is your
neck.
And the part that you swallow through is your
throat.
Mm-hmm. And this is a
tooth.
And all of these are
teeth.
And this up here is
gum.
And all the places on your that you can bend.
Wrist.
Yeah.
Knees.
Yeah, but in the whole, all of them together. Like,
joints.
Yeah. The upper part of a man's body is called his
chest.
And then this would be called your
shoulder.
And this is
hand.
Mm-hmm. And this is the
palm.
And one of these is a
finger.
No, this the
clinch. Oh, fist.
Yeah, and two of them are
fists.
And this is
leg.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and then this is
foot.
And two of them would be
feet.
And just this front part that you hit up against
shin.
And the back part, like of your thighs, like if people squat down, they say they're squatting down on their
haunches.
And if somebody's been sick for a while, they look kind of white about the face.
Look pale.
And a person that can, who's real robust and healthy and can lift heavy weights, you say they're really, or a person who can lift heavy things, you'd say they're really
healthy.
And then in referring to
athletic,
in referring to their strength, you'd say
they're really strong.
Yeah. And a person who was real easy to get along with, you'd say they were
easy going.
And a person who was